Hello everyone, this is Mike Quinsey, Connecting the Light. I welcome back my guest today, who is Caroline Corey, who is a teacher of consciousness studies, spirituality and metaphysics, and she is the founder of the Omnium Method, which she describes as a new and original healing technique that allows the spontaneous alignment of your energy field with universal consciousness and the deep cellular reprogramming of the subconscious mind. Are you there, Caroline?
Hi, Mike. Thanks for inviting me to your show.
What was that you were telling me off the mic about getting emails about the program?
Yes, I've received many emails commenting about your interview with me last time. People just loved your program, so
I am again.
Right. Yeah, good job.
Yeah, well, I thought you were excellent, and as I said to you, I wanted you back again fairly quickly because I felt we had a lot more to talk about, so I welcome this opportunity. Now, for anybody who didn't hear the last program, they're obviously wondering what the word omnium means and what is the type of healing methods that you use. That should give you a good introduction here.
Sure. Well, first of all, omnium is a Latin word and it means a particle of the whole. So it implies that we are not separate. It implies that each one of us is an aspect of a whole, a much, much bigger structure. So that is the reason why I use that word in everything that I do, pretty much the Omnium School, Omnium method of healing. Everything is based on the same principle. We cannot address one thing without addressing the whole. Regarding the Omnium method that I use for healing, again, it is based on the same principle that we are one aspect of a much, much, much bigger picture. Nowadays, you know, there's a lot of methods and techniques of energy medicine out there. It's not so new anymore, you know. But what happens, it revolves around balancing the energy field or what we call the chakras, you know, the energy points in the body.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, but for using different methods, sometimes it's just a hands-on type thing or using crystals or using, you know, different, you know, kind of tools. The way that I work in terms of healing, first of all, we don't use any tools at all because, as far as I'm concerned, you as the practitioner or the healer, facilitator, whatever you want to call it, is the tool. You are the instrument. And so the training really entails allowing the instrument, meaning the healer, facilitator, to become the most powerful instrument possible. If you know how to align your own energy field and your own channels, so to speak, as a healer or practitioner or facilitator, then you are going to be a lot more powerful than a crystal, you know what I mean, or anything that is man-made, because your energy field is extremely powerful and can reach very, very, very high frequency if you know how to align it and position it and prepare yourself. So this is the first thing that we really focus on here with the Omnium method. And the other principles, of course, is we don't just concern ourselves with aligning the chakras or the energy points or the energy field within, you know, the physical sense, you know. We work with the energy field of the physical body in the context of a planetary energy field that is also contained within a galactic energy field, which is then contained within the universal energy field. So it is much, 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 much bigger energy field, basically, that we are working with. And so This is what makes the Omnium method more specialized and more unique, is that it is not simply to align your chakras so that you feel good in a physical sense, but it kind of takes you back to a much bigger energy field, basically, that is your true essence, because you are made with the fabric of the universe. I'm sure we've heard that before in different contexts. And so we cannot simply work to align the energy field that is only in the physical body. We have to go all the way to the universal level. And so that's kind of that's what makes this method much more elaborate, more complex. But to me, it's actually the bottom line. You know, it's almost like treating just a part of your body without going all the way to how the body was created in the first place. What is the fabric that is from which the body is made of? So, in a nutshell,
that's a big nutshell.
Yes, exactly. And I could go on, as you know, but
that's great.
It's a good introduction.
Right. Explain, in that case, what do you think is the true nature of the source? Because you're talking about the whole, aren't you?
Yes. The whole, in this context, I'm talking about this universe, okay? I mean, it goes on, there's more than this universe, but just to keep it simple, we're going to keep it simple, Mike, okay? we're going to focus on one universe at a time. So this, we are in this local universe, and so we are in a human shape and human form, and this human form is made from the fabric of this universe. Now, this does not mean that you can't also come from another universe, but let's just talk in general here. The human body is contained within a certain frequency range, within a certain formula that is, again, made of a universal fabric. I would like to call it a universal or divine DNA as opposed to the human DNA. And so we have two DNAs at the same time. The human DNA, allows us to have blonde hair, blue eyes, or what have you. Yeah. And the divine DNA is the universal blueprint with which we were made beyond the human body. We are not just a human body, as you know. And so when we work with these frequencies, the universal frequencies, or as you just asked about, source frequency, then we are tapping into, or we are awakening, or we are trying to realign ourselves with the universal or the divine DNA aspect of our being. In other words, the original true essence of our being. The way you were invented, Mike, in the mind of Creator, for example. There are many, many different types of beings, even though we all appear human, but each one of us have a unique formula. So you are tapping back into that unique formula as you were once conceived at source. So it's pretty magnificent, and it's really, really it's very deep type of healing, and it's more complete because it takes you back to that original essence.
Yes. Now, when you say you want people to align with and remember their original essence, is essence the same as source?
Yes and no. Source, what I call source, is the center of, again, this local universe. It's a physical location and it's an energy. So if you were to focus to at the center of this universe, there would be an enormous, a massive, massive kind of a core that is right in this particular location, and it is from that core that everything originates, and that is what I call source. So source is that physical location, but it's also an energy. It's not one energy. It is three basic energies that make up the entire makeup of the entire fabric of this universe. The three main energy forms are mind energy, spirit energy, and physical energy. And so these three types of energies are, of course, interconnected, interrelated, and in a very complex way. And the combination of each of this energy creates a different types of energy forms. So in other words, from these three main energy forms are then created an infinite number of energy forms that we find in the universe. So when we speak of healing here on the earth, you know, even when we talk about energy fields and chakras, people are only referring to physical energy. But there's also the spirit energy and mind energy that is here, is very much present and is coexisting. And again, it is the divine DNA portion that we don't really think about. So, but let me just continue the story with the source so we don't go all over the place. It's very hard to stay on track. So source is then these energy forms, the three main original energy forms from which all life springs. But these energy forms are also personalized in beings, which means that the personal aspect of these energy forms are a being, and this is where divine creator, the concept of a being, which is a creator, comes in. So when we say source, it's really everything. It is the core of the universe. It is the basic fabric of the universe, and it's also the being, the mind of the universe as a being. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely, yes.
Yes.
So whether people like to call that source God or the creator doesn't really matter, does it? They're talking really the same thing.
Exactly. Except that now we're bringing more details, more information about what, you know, when people say God, but what is God? I mean, you know, people think of God as nature or God as just one giant, you know, energy, or sometimes God is you know, a father figure or something like that. So this is with this Omnium schooling and methods and teachings, people start to understand, have more clarity on when they refer to God, but which aspect of God? What are we talking about, the energy or the fabric or the mind or the spirit or the physical? I mean, it's so there's so much to it than just, you know, kind of this one word that could mean anything pretty much. So in the classes and the books and the healing method, you know, we try to bring as much clarity to the sort of information through experience. All of the work that I do, Mike, also is very experiential because, you know, it's not something that you're going to understand intellectually anyway. It's something that you're going to experience. Your entire being is going to merge with this intelligence, this information, and you will, it's almost like your cells will know truth, basically, spontaneously, rather than it being an intellectual experience, something that you read, you memorize, and then you repeat or you practice on someone else to heal. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
Now, you also talk about people merging with their higher consciousness. Now, where does that come into the whole pattern here?
Yes, what I call the higher consciousness, if you want to talk about, you know, where it's located or how to tap into it here in human form, if you were to expand your energy field or expand your focus or your intent, so to speak, 360 degrees around your physical body, about, everybody's slightly different, but about 7 to 9 feet away from your physical body, 360 degrees, you are then tapping into the aspect of your being that we call higher self. In terms of vibration, in terms of frequency, It is the portion of your being, it is the portion of your energy field that is vibrating between 734 hertz and 1,000 hertz. In other words, it is the aspect of your being that is vibrating higher than your physical body. That's why we call it the higher self. And so when you are focused in this range of frequency and you are merged with that portion of your being, you are merged with your higher self. And this is the minimum merging or the minimum amount required for you to then tap into the much higher frequencies where the other types of energies, spirit energy and mind energy, remember we were talking about that, are then connected. So when you want to, for example, tap into your original essence, go back to remembering your true essence, who you really are, what you came to do, all of that good stuff. The minimum required is that you merge with the higher self first, and then you open up to the higher, to the other frequencies.
Right. Now, so you are teaching people to release their lower frequencies and raise their vibration. Now, how do you manage to do that?
It's actually quite simple. It's deceivingly simple, Mikey. You know, people think you have to sit in a quiet space for hours and hours and do chanting and this and that. It's actually very simple. What I just described to you right now, which is that merging with the higher self, it's instant. As soon as you do a little bit of breathing, you have to do some breathing because the breathing raises your vibration, not all types of breathing, but if you breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth, it is the fastest way to raise your vibration. You can try it. You can try that on your own and try to breathe in and out through the mouth and try breathe in and out through the nose, and you will see it's a much, much different experience. And so I recommend that the fastest way to raise your vibration is to breathe in deeply through the nose and out through the mouth. So you do that a few times, and then you simply intend to expand out and merge with your higher self, or what I call it spirit self, and it's that outer layer of your energy field. Just like that, you immediately have raised your vibration to a minimum of 734 hertz, which is the minimum required, again, to create that alignment with Source. And from that, then through your intent, you say, I'm asking to be aligned with the frequency of Source, and off you go, really. It becomes very, very, the more you do it also, it becomes a second nature. You know, after doing this a few times, as soon as you do the breathing, you're just right there. So through your intent, you ask to be aligned and connected with the frequency of Source, and you will start to feel very, very powerful energy. In fact, I put on my website, Mike, for those who are interested, a sample connection. It's called Connecting to Source Exercise, Meditation Exercise, and it's right there. It's totally free. People can just go on the website and click on it and just try it out. And
right.
It's really, really, yeah, people can feel the effect immediately and they'll have an idea what I'm talking about. So it's quite simple,
right.
But, you know, you have to keep doing it. Like everything else, you are training your physical brain and your cells to remember to stay at this higher vibration when all your life you were at the vibration of 200, 250, and now you're saying, no, I want to be at 734 minimum. So you have to do a little bit of, you know what I mean, a retraining. So you want to do this consistently for, a few days in a row. I recommend 30 days in a row, and then after that, it will become automatic.
Right. Now, you produce meditation CDs. So where does meditation fit into the exercises and the things you need to do to raise your consciousness?
Yes, actually, I have one main meditation CD which does exactly what we've been talking about, raising
right.
your vibration, aligning your brain channels and your mind channels and your heart, all of your channels with frequency of Source. and also to clear your energy field. So there's one CD that is just this basic one that I recommend that everyone do because it's so simple and it really does the job. And it really programs your cells to remember that frequency, so it gets easier and easier every time. So there's that one CD, but I have many, 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 many healing sessions that target different things using the same methodology, again, the same Omnium method of alignment and raising your vibration. But then in every session, we target a specific problem. For example, some heart and circulatory system problems, respiratory systems, for example. So we have the series of the physical imbalances series, and then we have those on the mental body series, for example, you know, depression, anxiety, and trauma and these things, and many, many healing sessions on that. And, of course, we have the more, a little bit different type. They're called cellular reprogramming series, and these are more general topics, for example, about clearing the lymphatic system, and but also, for example, problems with abundance and clarity and these sorts of things. So I have a ton of different types of healing session using those techniques that people can enjoy if they're interested. They're all in the library, and we do live classes as well, live sessions as well, all based on the same principle and meditation techniques.
Right. Now, when someone becomes, shall we say, experienced and can merge with their higher consciousness, through that merging, do they then receive guidance from their higher self, like for healing and whatever else?
Oh, absolutely. That is the reason why you need to do that first and foremost, because you cannot receive guidance when you are vibrating in the 200 range. It's impossible. You can do it. Of course, you will receive some stuff, but it will be garbled. It will be mixed up with your own thoughts, with your own anxiety, with your own fears. It is simply not clear. And so you have to get to a much higher frequency in order to be merged with the higher self portion in order to receive the guidance. So that's why we don't even do anything, before getting into this this balanced place, this merging place, and then we ask for guidance to come in. In fact, speaking of guidance, that seems to be a huge issue, you know, Mike. People receive information, but it's simply not clear. And so I also have a series called Mastering the Guidance System series, if people want to check that out as well. And so we do the same thing. We first raise the vibration, merge with the spirit self, and then begin the understanding and the conversation. So definitely guidance goes hand in hand with raising your vibration, absolutely.
Right. Now, you're clearly talking from experience yourself. Going back over your years, how long ago did you start to get connected or have these type of experiences that have led you onto this type of work?
Yes, well, my experience with subtle energy really began when I was a child. When I was 5 years old, I could see and hear subtle energy very, very clearly. But I didn't really know I didn't think it was anything special. I didn't think I was special. I thought everybody was the same, and I shouldn't worry about it or dwell on it. So these sorts of experiences started at a very young age. But it was much later in life, I want to say about 10 years ago or 12 years ago, where I started to understand that I was merging with very specific parts of the universe. Of course, I was merging with Source at the beginning, but I didn't know what I was doing. And I started to discern very clearly that you're not just raising your vibration. You're not just, things aren't just happening. You are specifically tapping into a part of a universe, of the universe, and retrieving information through experience. And I realized that this was the most powerful and empowering thing to do, is to allow people not to listen to me and repeat after me and just memorize things, but to allow them to experience for themselves what truth is. I mean, when you know something that you know, offhand, I mean, without anybody kind of telling you, sometimes people tell me, well, who's my guide, or who is this, or what should I do? And I am seeing very clearly the answer. It's right there. But I tell them, if I tell you, like, the type of being that you are, or, you know, your soul lineage or something, I'll be robbing you from the most powerful and empowering experience that you'll ever have. Because once you do have this experience, you'll go, oh, well, she told me this, or she told me that. You see what I mean? So when I had these experiences myself, there was no question in my mind that I was tapping into truth. It was the most, it was beyond, it was bypassing the human analytical mind. It was bypassing the doubts, the confusion. It was the direct merging with the consciousness. There's no separation between me in human form and this consciousness. And so that's why, you know, I knew truth that way, and I really, really wanted to do the same thing for others. And that's why my all the classes and the things that I teach are all experiential. So, you know, and, you know, the more you, again, 12 years ago, it started to be that strong, and I realized the importance of this. I kept asking for more and more of these experiences and more clarity, and, of course, things, I mean, got very, very clear, and I realized, okay, now I can possibly share this with everyone, and so it did take a long time, and to really understand what was going on, and the best way to truly empower others. It's not just about sharing information. There's tons of information right there, out there. The point was not for me to be another book or another teacher or healer, whatever. For me, was how can I best empower people to tap into their truth? That is really, when I saw that clearly, then I was ready to do something with it. And so this is kind of how it all evolved for me.
Right. Now, you've spoken of being involved or interconnected with all other energy forms. Has that ever been experienced by you in terms of meeting the energies of extraterrestrials?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Again, as I progressed in my own understanding and I started to really, really discern the different types of energies, I could see very clearly the different types of beings that we call ETs. Now, I mean, I think people think of ETs as the Greys or some, you know, other coming from another planet or something on a spaceship. But for me, of course, I do see those. I did see those very clearly. But there are many other types of physical beings that I call, I mean, I don't really call them ETs, but I call evolutionary type beings or physical beings, but we don't really see them because they are vibrating in a different frequency range. You know, it's the electromagnetic, it's like the visual spectrum of the human brain is one range, and they are in another range. And so they could be right next to you. They're not, don't worry. but you don't see them because of they're in this other time-space pocket, so to speak. And so I could see them very clearly, and there are many, many different types of physical beings from other planets. Some are from this planetary system, some are from other planetary system. So there are those. But there are also other types of beings, such as star beings or galactic light beings, that are not physical beings, but they're also nonetheless from another star system. And they're also here, and I could also see them very clearly and discern that they are very different, in other words, from the, you know, the other types of physical beings. So, I mean, there's a whole range of types of beings. And then there are celestial beings, there are angelic beings, and then there are divine type beings. There are, I mean, there are universal type beings. There are all sorts of different beings. And I can see them quite clearly. You want to hear that something, too. It's not that I see them when they're in a different space pocket, but I can see them when they're in human form. In other words, you could be a certain type of being, and as I look at you, I can see your physical body, but I can also see the true essence of your being. How about that? Do you like that?
That's interesting, yeah.
Yeah.
Can you see it over the phone?
Oh, of course. Absolutely. It has nothing, as you know. I mean, you see beyond the human visual spectrum, then you see. I mean, this is quantum physics, if you like. It's beyond the normal visual spectrum, so it doesn't, I mean, the distance does not, time and space does not, you know, come into play. So it gets to be a lot of fun, I have to say.
I'm probing here. I mean, can you tell me what you see with myself?
Well, again, we just said that. When people say, can you tell me what type of... I'm going to give you a hint, if you like, but I want to tell you that when you awaken to that, it is such an extraordinary experience. It's such an amazing awakening, you see.
Yeah.
And so that's why... If you have, or when you have, should I say, this experience, you're going to say, oh, but that's because she told me so. You know, you're going to doubt your own experience. That's why I don't want to say too much, but you are very, yes, but you have an amazing energy, my dear.
Well, I have been told what I'm supposed to be, so it would have been interesting to know if you confirm the same, but don't worry. I'll keep pushing away at this one.
I mean, maybe we'll share that on email. I don't know if you're going to appreciate me saying this like this on the radio in this public way. But it's very, very gorgeous, amazing energy. Don't worry, it's all great.
Boy, you do make me feel good.
Absolutely. By the way, if I want to say a little bit more, you're very much, Mike, you're very much aligned with, I'm just going to say this for now, the divine sun aspect of Source, which means it's the divine sun lineage. You're aligned with that. I didn't say that's what you are, but I'm just saying, so therefore, you are understanding the divine plan, so to speak, of this whole unfolding, and that's why you're doing this work, by the way. But again, I talk about all this, of course, in great length in the books and everything. But it really is part of the individual awakening, and it's really, really a lot of fun.
Does that also come into your private sessions that you have with people?
Yes, of course. If that's what they want to know, or that's how you know where they need to go, of course, they can do that. I do private sessions rarely, but it's more for fundraising. You know, we have so much so many projects we're trying to do here. I mean, we are opening a physical school, even though right now we're doing, kind of classes pretty much everywhere, and also online. We have the online courses all the time. But we have the school project, we have film projects, we have events project, we have so many projects, and so it's just kind of the private session help a little bit with the fundraising, you gotta do what you gotta do, so. But people can look at the website and get more information there.
Right. I think we should mention here that you actually live in France.
Yes, at the moment I am living in France, yes, that's correct.
In spite of your accent.
Yes, exactly. Well, I mean, I'm based in the States usually, but at the moment, I'm here in France, yes.
Right, okay. Now, with all this knowledge you have, it could hardly go without saying that you must believe in reincarnation.
Oh, of course. There is reincarnation, and there's, more than that. Reincarnation for me is not just a linear thing, but... it's more of a, simultaneous, not just past life, but it's past life and also parallel lives. In other words, right now, as I am speaking to you, I am in one physical body, but I could also have another, what you call past life in the earth plane, another life where I must have passed away as a human. But I also have right now a parallel aspect, meaning another one that is in human form on the earth, and also possibly another one or more than that in the earth plane or on the earth grid, in other words. So it's very interesting. Also, we do that in the classes. It's a lot of fun to tap into who has how many parallel aspects right here on the earth and those that were previous lives, as you call reincarnation. So it's more complex for me than just, you live here, you die, you come back again, and you live and you die and you come back again. It's not...
Yeah.
So simple like that.
No.
And it doesn't have to be anyway. It doesn't have to be.
Stalking of parallel universes.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. And does that go as far as talking of matter and antimatter?
It's a different topic, actually, the matter and antimatter. This is physical energy, whereas what we're talking about has to do with you entering the human form. As a simultaneously in different locations, so it's a different topic, I believe.
Right.
So
one that is your topic, and I'd love to hear you talk a bit about it, is the divine plan beyond 2012.
Oh yes, where do I begin? Well, I wrote this book, The Divine Plan Beyond 2012. I wrote it, I started it in 2005, but I think it came out in 2007. And people who have read it, they can see a lot of the things that are in there are happening right now, including the economic collapses and the government, deceits and all those things, including the geophysical events, all of that stuff. So it is really unfolding. On schedule, should I say. But really, I'm trying to explain that the divine plan or the 2012 subject is not, one event that will happen December 21st, 2012. I mean, it's very simplistic. This is, when people go back to the Mayan calendars and this whole thing, the Mayans were only looking at the astrological, ending and beginning and things like that. Well, the divine plan has astrological and astronomical, rather, changes. So the Earth is being realigned. The Earth's axis is changing. Within the planetary system and the entire planetary system is also changing calibration, the rate of movement and the way everything is rotating in relation to the galactic center. So there's all of that going on. There, of course, this affects the electromagnetic field of the Earth, of course, so there's that going on. And also there are other things going on in terms of consciousness. This is a separate thing. There are also beings who, speaking of incarnation, who have arrived on the earth, who are of a universal. Earlier we talked about the different types of beings. Well, these beings are universal type beings. They're not evolutionary type beings, meaning they're not physical type beings. Their consciousness is the size of the universe. So they're enormous. They're massive type beings. And they have incarnated in human form, and they are awakening to that DNA that we talked about earlier, to their original essence. And by doing so, they are awakening the divine blueprint of the entire humanity and the Earth herself. And so there is that awakening going on, and so it's done through the arrival of these beings. in human form, and there are also other types of beings moving the time-space continuum of the Earth plane. There's that going on. And there's also the Earth grid being reconfigured by yet different types of beings. And so, again, I could go on. There's more than that. But just to explain that this is a multidimensional, extremely complex, but absolutely beautifully and perfectly executed plan. There is an intelligence in the universe beyond, you know, what we see here, beyond the you know, the Illuminati thing that people, sometimes people stop at that and say we're going this way and that way because of that. Well, there is something beyond that, and that is the universal intelligence that is now taking charge, so to speak, and that is orchestrating this entire thing and moving the Earth into this 2012 doorway, so to speak, into the next era. So in my book, I go 200 or 300 years past 2012, and I talk about, you know, the new species emerging and things like that. So that is really the purpose of the book, to allow people to expand to the multi-layered aspect of what really 2012 means and what's really, really occurring right now. So, of course, from a linear perspective, or from a human perspective, if you will, it appears as though things are falling apart and breaking down. I mean, it's everywhere, global economy this and global financial that. And it appears as, you know, things not working or other types of things taking over or what have you. And I want to say that what we are observing right now is actually exactly, I mean, it's taking place because of the much bigger picture that is orchestrating this whole thing, so that eventually the Earth realigns itself or kind of takes, actually it's not realigning, we're not going back to anything, we're going forward to a new positioning that is very much integrated with source frequency, because we have been obviously cut off from that source frequency for so long. So that is really, in a nutshell, again, yes, the divine plan.
Right. So quite clearly, the predictions for that period then, I think to use one of your words, are inevitable. It is a divine plan, and we need have no fear going through this period of chaos, because the outcome will be that we will move into a new era on Earth.
Yes, absolutely. So this is to say that there should not be fear. Of course, there's the human experience, and when we wake up and we see, you know, difficult things going on television, people, you know, at war or, you know, some geophysical event, it's normal to have the human experiences, and that's okay. However, this is a reminder that we have to have faith. We have to have faith that there is a much, much, much bigger picture. And what is really more helpful right now? Is it better to focus on the disasters and to feel terrible, or is it better to focus on the faith that there could be a higher intelligence that is divinely orchestrating all of this? Now, having said that, this is to give us the faith and the focus too, so that we can create the best we can for our own, I mean, create our own reality within what we are observing around us. Sometimes it could be very chaotic, so that we can stay on track, so that we can stay on target. However, sometimes people think, oh, well, if it's all orchestrated from above, then I have nothing to do here. Absolutely not, because you see, you know what I mean, Mike? Sometimes people say, oh, well, you know, then where is our free will and what are we doing? You know, it's like it's all going to be done from above. I could just sit and watch TV all day, you know? And absolutely not, because you see what's happening, even though it's being orchestrated. I don't want to say orchestrated as if it's all taken care of. It's being supported, I want to say, by the higher intelligence of the universe and of Source. But every time one person thinks here in human form, it affects their own outcome of their own reality within this context. Does that make sense? So if you say, oh, well, I have nothing to do, it's useless, somebody else is doing it, then this is what you end up creating for yourself and also for others around you, you see. So it's almost like the divine plan is providing the framework to create on a much higher level. And so every single person on the earth has the ability to tap into, to align themselves with this higher frequency, this higher order and the divine plan, and to create their own reality for themselves and for others. So it's an amazing, magnificent co-creation with the divine intelligence, you see.
Yes.
So I thought I'd add that.
Yes, indeed. Well, it is believed that with our free will, there will inevitably be certain souls who, in spite of what you're talking about, and you would think everybody would want it, will feel uncomfortable and still want to hold on to their third dimensional experiences. So
yes.
Would it be true to say that not everybody will go through, in spite of all the light that's coming to Earth, all the information and so forth?
Yes, absolutely, because there is free will, as you just mentioned. And but what's going to happen, Mike, is that I believe that those who have been waiting for this and have and understand this and have been working on this for years and years and years, they understand it, then they're going to be fine, they're going to move on. Now, there's a big portion of humanity that, you know, they're kind of stuck in the middle. They're afraid of what's coming, and at the same time, they're not totally, I mean, they just don't know. They're confused. And what I want to say is that there will be so much more of the higher frequencies that it'll be easier for them to basically transition to the higher frequency by default, so to speak. It's almost like they don't, you know what I mean? Like, because inside of their cells is, remember we talked about the divine DNA or the universal fabric. And so if outside in the environment you bombard basically the earth plane with this higher frequency, the universal fabric, and it's everywhere, and I am somebody who's very afraid, but inside of me I have that blueprint, then by default I'm going to kind of open up to it. So there's going to be a huge portion of the population that are now still stuck in what we call mainstream, that are going to move to the higher vibration. Even they're not going to understand it. They still don't understand it, even with some resistance, because of that inner inherent default mechanism, they will be in a high vibration. And of course, there will be some people who actually know what's going on, and they will deliberately choose not to. And so,
right.
You know, again, there's free will. And that's their
I did
will.
Ask that question because I read quite recently that another source claimed that not one person would ascend until everybody was ready, and I didn't feel that this could be quite correct, bearing in mind the free will aspect.
Yeah, I mean, they may change their mind at the last minute, but I think seeing what's going on, I think some people will choose by their own free will not to ascend to these high vibrations. I mean, again, I hope I'm wrong. And I hope, there's change. But from this perspective, from this point of view, and at this point in time, because there's a momentum of energy, the momentum that they have created is so strong that they may continue to feel this way. There's always, always, always the opportunity to, again, to change, to switch, whatever. But at any point in time. But their free will, basically, by the way, speaking of divine blueprint, it is part of the DNA of creation. In other words, free will is not a concept out there. It's an actual encrypted, it's like an embedded programming within the DNA So just like you have blue eyes and you have blonde hair, one line item there is free will. So it's almost like you, it's within yourselves to have free will. Do you know what I mean? And so, and every single creation, intelligent being has free will. So even creator cannot even take that away because it's part of the fabric of creation.
Right, then we're going to have to stop you there momentarily because a slightly late start to the pre-recording that we're doing, which people will hear a little bit later this evening, but I've got a couple of minutes left. Now, I've got to introduce the details of next week's program, but before I say goodbye to you, you haven't mentioned your website.
Yes, please. My website is www.omniumschool.com, Omnium, O-M-N-I-U-M, school.com, or also omniummethod.com, or also omniumfoundation.com. All of those will get you to the same place.
As usual, I will put your website address in my archive report for people that might want to go to the interview. Fine, I have to thank you very much for coming onto the program again. As before, it's been extremely interesting, and I think we've actually covered quite a bit of new ground to what we did before. So thank you very much, Caroline. That was really enjoyable.
Thank you for inviting me, Mike. And I will send you a book. I'll send you some stuff also for yourself. Okay?
Yeah, well, that's very kind of you. Thank you very much, Caroline.
Thank you.
My dear ones, that was an excellent interview. I will quickly tell you that I'm trying to get Jenny Smedley on the program next Friday. When I say try, she's evidently away, and I'm waiting for confirmation that she is still available for it. But she is a psychic. She's the author of 6 books, mainly around the subject of reincarnation. She's done TV shows in the UK where she lives. She's written for international magazines. And she'll talk about past lives as well. And her last book, I believe, was called Past Life Angel. So there'll be plenty to talk about there, I feel. So thank you for being with me. And I hope you can be with me next week. God bless you all.